Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sports Sharks. Is it week 11 or week 12?
Not too sure.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Oh, here it is. Welcome to Sports Shark, week 12 of the NFL season. This is also the Thanksgiving weekend. So hope everyone's at home or going to be sharing, spending time with the family, eating a lot of turkey and watching a lot of football. How are you doing tonight, Vit?
Doing good. Looking forward to Thanksgiving. I've put a lot of days off. I get to eat, looking to link up with family. So it's gonna be a good week.
Good. Tonight, Scott Mai is not joining us, but he mailed in his picks. He has some he's traveling for Thanksgiving, and he gave us his picks earlier this evening, so we'll share that with you. Shall we review last week's picks, sir?
Yeah.
All right. So last week, Scott came in at 2-2. He took the Texans plus 3.5 versus the Commanders and lost. The Colts plus 7 versus the Eagles and won. The Steelers plus 4 versus the Bengals and lost. And for the Sunday night game, he took the Chargers plus 6 versus the Chiefs and won. His overall record is 28-16 for a 64% winning percentage. I also came in at 2-2. I took the Commanders minus 3.5 versus the Texans and won, which everyone said that was the Joe pick. I took the Raiders versus the Broncos over 41.5 and lost. The Cardinals versus the Niners under 43.5 and lost. And then for the Sunday night game, I took the Chiefs versus the Chargers over 50 and won. So my overall record is 27-17 for a 61% winning percentage. One game behind Scott. Are you in a wind tunnel, sir?
Wind tunnel.
Yeah, I hear that like drafting or something.
Well, I'm driving.
Oh, okay. So you came in at 2-1-1. You took the Bears plus 3 versus the Falcons and tied. The Ravens versus the Panthers under 41.5 and won. That was an easy pick. That was a good pick. The Cowboys minus 1 versus the Vikings and won. And for the Sunday night game, you took the Chiefs minus 6 versus the Chargers and lost. Your overall record is 28.5 minus 15.5 because of the tie for overall winning percentage of 65%. So you're a half a game over Scott, and I am 1.5 game behind you. It's all very tight, sir.
Close, very close.
Yeah. What'd you think of the Cowboys game last week? They finally played to expectation, huh?
I knew it was a trap. I knew the Cowboys won't pull out, but I didn't expect it in that kind of fashion. They made Minnesota look like what I already been kind of expected from them, that they're kind of overhyped this year. So kind of bring them back down to earth there. But kind of knew it. They kind of played a huge game against Buffalo. Dallas just came off of a loss from Green Bay. It made no sense that the Vikings were the underdog at home, so I knew something was up. But definitely didn't imagine a 40-3 smashing them.
Yeah, I mean, what gets me is, the Cowboys can lose to the Packers, who are like mediocre, medium of the pack, and then play the Vikings and just, absolutely look like Super Bowl contenders.
Right. I wish they played like that all the time, but for some reason that doesn't happen.
Yeah. And then the Vikings, and I haven't really watched them this season, but they had an impressive record. They, prior to the game, they were what, 8-1 or 9-1. So I just kind of rode that record since they just came off a win against the Bills and they look putrid, man. So.
Defense. I don't know what it was, but it definitely that defense contributed, because I can't remember how many times freaking Kirk Cousins got sacked. So, man, that boy Michael Parsons is a straight monster.
I know. They got a steal with him, man.
Yeah, he's the
I never
future.
thought
They
he would be
can't.
that good,
Yeah,
coming out of college, but.
they can't afford to lose him, whatsoever.
Oh no. I mean, yeah, I mean they'll def he's definitely a franchise cornerstone that, I mean, they're gonna sign him long term. But yeah, if he gets injured, ooh, it might be all over.
Like
He's the heart of the defense.
even I saw a comment that Jimmy Johnson has said about him, that in his eyes, he thinks Lawrence Taylor is the best defensive player, but Micah Parsons is probably looking like he's about to take that title from him.
Parcells said that?
Jimmy Johnson said that.
Oh, Jimmy John. Oh, that's a little too early to me. I mean, this is only his second year.
Yeah, it is a little early. I think he's just kind of hopping on that bandwagon there. But I mean, he is playing great, and I can't take that away from him. But it's only his second year, you know. So
yeah, you got to produce like to me at minimum 5 years before you can even be in that discussion.
Yeah, definitely
at a high level. You know what I mean? But he's definitely the real deal. All right, shall we go with this week's picks?
Let's get it.
All righty. Let's go with Scott's pick that he shared with us before the podcast. For this week's pick, he's taking the Giants plus 10 versus the Cowboys tomorrow. He's also taking the Giants versus the Cowboys under 45.5. And then his third game, he's taking the New Orleans Saints plus 9.5 versus the San Francisco 49ers. What do you think about his picks?
What was it again? What two unders did he pick?
No, he took the Giants versus the Cowboys under 45.5. And then the Saints.
He took the Giants too, though, right?
Yeah, the Giants plus 10 versus the Cowboys. So he's taking the Giants plus 10 and then the under for the game, 45.5.
And then what was the third pick?
The Saints plus 9.5 versus the Niners.
Oh, okay. I don't know about the Saints one. Even though, like, you know what, it's looking good actually. I don't think I gave him his props yet all season, but definitely looks like it could be 3-0.
I like one of his three picks. I like the Giants plus 10 versus the Cowboys. But I think it's going to be, I think the game is going to go over 45.5 because it's a short week. Typically, yeah, you know, on the short week, you know, defense doesn't have time to prepare. And the offense is always ahead of the defense on a short week, you know, preparation wise. So, you know, it'd either be like last week's blowout with the Cowboys, or it'll be a, kind of like a back and forth affair, over 45.5.
I can see why the odds are like that, though, because, I mean, we just talked about the Cowboys putting a whooping on the Vikings, and the Giants got whooped by the Lions. So I can see why the odd maker put it at 10 there, but can't go based off of last week, you know. So teams adjust. This is a divisional game, so I think that's just too many points.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you said, divisional game. They always play a little tougher.
Right.
Because they know each other.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
this is the second game. So I think the Cowboys already beat them one time.
I think you're right. Yeah.
No, it is. So that even shows more that the Giants are definitely going to play maximum level this game, just so that they could be still within division reach, because you can't have an overall better record than the Cowboys, but you lost twice to the Cowboys. So, yeah, they're definitely game planning this week for sure.
Mm-hmm. That was when they had I forget the backup quarterback. He played that game, right?
Yeah, Cooper Rush beat him.
Cooper Rush, yep. Okay, let me show you my picks. I in honor of Thanksgiving week, I am doing the turkey special. All my games are of tomorrow's game, Thursday. For my first game, the Detroit Lions, they always kick it off. I'm going to take the 9.5 points versus the Bills. The Detroit always plays pretty tough on Thanksgiving Day. And then the Bills, even though they won last week, they're not, the last couple of weeks, they haven't been looking like, you know, the dominant Bills that we expected of them. So I think they're struggling a little bit, and I'm going to take the points, the 9.5 points, even though I think the Bills will win, but I'm not sure they're going to blow them out. My second game, I'm taking the Cowboys versus the Giants over 45.5. As I explained earlier, I think being a shortened week, I think it's going to be, you know, just either back and forth scoring, or maybe I think the Cowboys will win. Maybe they pull another lopsided win, you know, 30-10 or something like that, 30-17. And then my third pick for the Thursday night game, the Patriots versus the Vikings. I'm also going to take 42.5 for the same reason, the short week. Teams don't have much to prepare. And, you know, I think scoring would be back and forth. I think out of all three of these picks, the Pats versus the Vikings is probably going to be my toughest because the Patriots have a pretty good defense. So we shall see.
Who you taking? You're taking the Vikings?
No, I'm taking over 42.5.
Oh, okay. And then you got the Lions getting 9.5?
Yes. And then Cowboys over 45.5 and the Patriots, Vikings over 42.5.
You went with all totals.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to mix it up.
All right.
You're like, nah, I'm not liking it, man.
The Lions game, you took the Lions, right? Or you took the under?
No, I'm taking the points, 9.5 versus the Bills.
Oh, okay. I could see that happening. But then again, I could see a lot of bets going on the Lions, especially how well they played last week. They're home. They feel like that's, you know, a lot of points. And it could be this could be the game where Buffalo goes back to how Buffalo should have been like or just been doing beginning of the season and just straight dominating. So I would stay away from that one. The under on the Giants, I mean, the over on the Giants game, that's tough too. You know, that is a divisional game. These two teams usually play very competitively, which is usually a low score. I think the first game was also low score, but that's also because it had Cooper Rush. That does put a more of a dynamic to the game, but that's tough too. And then the Vikings Patriots indoor game, you know, Vikings didn't do much on offense last week, so I know that's the focal point this week. So it could be that, but then again, it could be a defensive game. Tough call all across the board, huh?
I like him. I like him tough, sir. Now, you know, now that you kind of critiqued my picks, I'm not liking my picks too much. But, you know, I'm going to stay with it because if I would have, you know, I did okay last week. If I would have stayed with my original pick, I would have went 3-1. So.
Okay.
Let's hear your picks.
All right.
Let me critique your picks.
I am switching it up too this week. I am going all totals. My first one, I am taking the under with Scott as well on the Cowboys game. I just, this is the TikTok trend. You know, the spread is 10, it's over that 9 mark. So it's kind of been working so far. So I'm going to stick to what's not broken. I think since I've been doing that, I think I only had one total wrong, which I'll take. You know, I think I had about 3 right. So I'll take the under in that. Like I mentioned, this is a divisional game. I really think this is going to be tight knit. I don't think we're going to see that high offense from the Cowboys last week. So under 45.5 there for me for the first game. Second game, I am going to take the under again as well on the Dolphins and Texans game. The spread is 13, so I stick to the trend. I got the total at 47. I just think the Texans won't have enough firepower to keep up, and the Dolphins are going to have a good lead where they're not too focused on scoring a lot of points. So I'll gladly take the under 47 on that. And again, I think that is another divisional game, so they know each other pretty well, where it'll be pretty close and tight there. So, yeah. And then the last one, why not another high spread game? Go ahead and take the under. I am taking the under 43.5 on the Niners and Saints game. I think the Niners defense should lock up the Saints, where same thing. Niners is a running team. They'll manage the clock, get a good lead, and end in a low scoring affair.
Yeah. No, my only comment is the Dolphins. They're not in the same division, but besides.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
But besides that, they all look. It looks all doable, man. They look good.
Nice.
And this is the funny thing. I'm going against my own pick. I picked the Cowboys versus the Giants over 45.5, and I was like, yeah, I kind of like your reasoning. So, oh well. If I had to bet, like I would do like a two team parlay of the Giants versus Cowboys and the Niners versus the Saints teaser bet to get a little bit extra points, but I like the unders for both of those.
I'm looking forward to it. Looking to wager a lot this week for sure.
You just picked these last three games in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, you know, just had to skim through real quick. I was like, dang, that's a lot of high spreads this week. So it made it a little easier for me.
Oh, wow. Way to go, man. Go with your gut instincts.
Right.
Okay, for the Sunday night game, it's the Eagles versus the Packers. Yeah, this is tough. You
Yeah,
know,
it is.
yeah, I'm going to go with the Eagles -7 versus the Packers. They're just some. Are they playing? They're playing in Lambeau?
No, in Philly.
Oh, okay. I'm taking the Eagles -7 versus the Packers. Yeah, the Packers aren't playing too tough. They play a little better at home, but since they're playing in Philly, I look for the Eagles to bounce back and cover the spread.
Cool. I'll make it easy too. I agree. It's the same. I just don't trust the Packers right now. I try to give them the benefit of the doubt after beating the Cowboys, but something is wrong over there. The receivers and Aaron Rodgers are not on the same page. I mean, I've been watching them pretty in detail, and something's just wrong with that team right now. So their only best bet is to play at home, and they couldn't even do that against the Titans. They look bad. So Eagles just came off of a hard-fought win, barely pulled it out against the Colts. I think they will get it together, play in front of their home crowd. And should whoop up on the Packers pretty good.
Couldn't have said it any better, sir.
All
All right. Well, we're just gonna cut it short this week. I know you have to
did
get home.
what did Scott pick?
Oh yeah, he took the okay, I'm sorry. He took the Eagles versus the Packers under 46.5.
Okay, cool. I can see where you're going there. I think that should be a low game score just because the Packers haven't been producing enough points, so I like that
Yeah.
pick too.
Yeah, I think it's a decent pick too. All right. Well, I appreciate your time. I'll let you get home, get some rest, and I will see you tomorrow, sir. Happy
All right, my
Thanksgiving,
man.
everyone.
All right, happy Thanksgiving. You have a good one too. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.